रखा हुआ सामने ही है। So, read. You have no other book? So, last Sunday, we are discussing about Sanatan Goswami meeting with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatan Goswami was the finance minister of Nawab Hussain Shah, the then Pathan government of Bengal. So he resigned his office. The Nawab was reluctant to give him release. He was arrested. But somehow or other, he released himself by bribing the superintendent of jail. And he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Banaras or Varanasi. And for 2 months, he gave him instruction how to spread Krishna consciousness. So approaching the Guru, Sanatana Goswami, his submission was that people in general, they talk of him as very learned scholar. He was very good scholar in Sanskrit, in Arabic and Persian language, because he was minister, very responsible for. So, and he was born in Brahmin family, Saraswata Brahmin family. So naturally, he was supposed to be very learned scholar, Pandit, Brahman Pandit. Still, we address a Brahmana as Panditji. Never we address a Brahmana as Murkhaji. So, that is the etiquette. Brahman means he must be very learned scholar and a very advanced devotee. Brahman Pandit, Brahman Vishnu. These are the qualifications of Brahmana. So naturally, he was addressed as Panditji. But he denied to accept that he is actually Pandit. So he submitted that Grammo Bhavahare Pahaya Pandit Satya Kari Mani Aponar Hitahi Kichunahi Jani. That people, they address me as Pandit. But I am such a Pandit that I do not know what I am. This is the position of everyone. Everyone is very much proud of his learning, scientific knowledge, and so on and so on. But if you ask him what you are, I am Indian, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am American. This is the answer you get. But that is I am not. I am not this body. This is the beginning of Panditya. This is the beginning. Bhagavad Gita teaches in the beginning this primary lesson that you are not this body. Vihnasnindhathihi kumarajubanamajara tathadrihantara prati dhirastatvamaniya. So, this is the problem. Dehatma buddhi. Identifying oneself with this body. That is condemned in the shastra. দশাত্ম বুদ্ধি পুনপীতি ধাতুকে সদিত কলত্রাজ সে ভৌমৈ বা গোখ এনি ওয়ান হু ইজ আইডেন্টিফাইং হিমসেলফ উইথ দিস বডি হি ইজ নো বেটার দ্যান দি কাউজ এন্ড অ্যাসেস হ্যাঁ দিস ইজ ইট হোল বেদিক সিভিলাইজেশন ইজ বেসড অন দিস প্রিন্সিপল দ্যাট ওয়ান হ্যাজ টু লার্ন ফার্স্ট অফ অল that he is not his body. Then further advanced. If one keeps himself under this misidentification that I am his body, he remains an enemy. So, Sanatana Goswami submitted his guru. This is the actually the necessity of approaching a guru. Not that guru should be approached for some material gain, for some medical help. Guru Maharaj, I am suffering from this disease. Give me your blessing. And he gives some powder and he will cure. So for this purpose, there is no necessity of guru. He can go to a medical man. Then he can help you. Why should you search out the guru? But that has become a fact. For some material gain, they would go to guru. And if the guru can manufacture gold, then what is it? This is it. But Shastra does not say that you should approach guru for some material gain. No. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jignyasu usraya uttamam. You should approach a guru. What purpose? Jignyasu. If you are inquisitive, jignyasu. What is that jignyasu? Athato brahma jignyasa. This is Vedanta. Jignyasa, inquiry means not for any other purpose. Any political, social, all this. So many things are there in this material world. But real jignyasa is brahma jignyasa. That is Vedanta to begin. So, the same thing is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural comment on Vedanta Sutra. When Vyasa was not satisfied, even after giving the Vedanta Sutras, Brahma Sutras, then the spiritual master advised him that you write something simply on the precepts of the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise he cannot be satisfied. Then he, on the basis of Vedanta Sutra, he wrote a commentary, Bhāsya and Brahma Sutra, therefore in each end of chapter of Bhagavatam, he will find Brahma Sutra Sabhaswaya. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural comment on Vedanta Sutra by the author himself. So the Vedanta Sutra, they say, tathāta brahma jignyāsa. Unless one is inquisitive to understand about Brahma or the Supreme Spirit or the basic principle of our life, then, Indrāni parārāhu indriva paramana manasu suparo buddhi buddhestu japara. So, Brahma means generally, we are identified with this body. Body means the senses. We take prominent the senses. Whole world is going on the sense perception, sense gratification. So, indriyani padaya, indriyas are very prominent in materialistic way of life. Indriyabha paramanaha, then above the indriyas, there is a mind. Just like philosophers, psychologists, or scientists who are thoughtful, thinking, they are also on the mental platform. The ordinary man, they are on the bodily platform, like animals. Sense categories. And little higher than that, Indriyani para rahu, Indriyabha para mana. Those are on the mental platform. But mental platform will not help us. It is said, Manorathena asato bhavato bhaji. Manorathena, if one is on the mental platform, naturally he has no higher information. He is dragged down again to the material platform. Rava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena asato bhavato bhaji. So, simply mental speculation, the old world, the sciences. They are working on the mental platform. Therefore, today they fix up, this is the conclusion, and tomorrow another conclusion, because it is mental platform. So above the mental platform, intellectual platform. And above the intellectual platform is the spiritual platform. And that is called Brahma platform. So that's Brahma Jitya. One should be inquisitive on the spiritual platform. That is success of life. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami is admitting that actually they are less me as Pandit, but I am not Pandit because I am on the mental platform and the sensual platform. Not even intellectual platform. And among that intellectual platform is the spiritual platform. So, the Shastra says that one should be inquisitive on the spiritual platform. Athāta Brahmajitya. Tasmād guruṁ prabhadveta jigyāsu sreya uttamam. Uttamam means spiritual. Tamam means material. And jyoti means spiritual. So Vedic instruction is tamasi ma jyoti gama. Don't remain in the dark material platform. You just approach the spiritual platform. These are the Vedic similes. One should be inquisitive about tasmat guru prabhadita jigyasu sreya uttama. Ut means udgatam. Transcendence. There is no tama, there is no darkness. So, uttama, that is uttam. This word uttam, uttam means not of this material. Beyond this material. That is called uttam. So if one is inquisitive about the spiritual world, jivasya tattva jigyasa, that is tattva. Vadanti tat tatta vidasatyam jad jnanam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan sisam. Everything is there. And we are trying to present that in our so many books. Unfortunately, we are not interested. That is another thing. Anyway, so a guru is necessary for us, not for some ashirvad for curing some material disease or getting some gold. No. He has no necessity for guru. Guru is necessary for that person who is inquisitive about understanding Brahma. Jiva-satastha-jijyata. So, the Sanatana Goswami came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as guru, not for any material then, because he was minister. Takva-tūrnamati-samandala-patiṣanem-sadā-sūcha. He gave up his position, very high position. What is that? Asesa-mandala-patiṣanem. Because he was minister, his associates, his friends, his and his business, was with big man of the state, Mandalapati, big Jamindar, big kings, these ministers with songs. Anyone. But he preferred to give them. Tattva Surnam Asesa Mandala Patishani Sadat Itcho. So what is the use of this association? Sadat Itcho. Bhutta Dinavaneshato Karunaya Kopinakam Thasuto. And he preferred to do something beneficial to the public. Bhukta Dina Ganeshako, in the public, general public. Nana Sastri Charanaika Nikuno, Saddharma Sanastapako. This was the business. Not that he was very busy while he was minister, and when he returned, he became dull and sat down in the snow. Nana Sastri Charanaika Nikuno. He was studying different types of literature and scripture. Why? Sadhana sasthapako. Just to establish real purpose of religion. Sadhana sasthapako. These are the qualifications of this Goswami. So this Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they were the principal disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Six Goswami, Siru Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath, Sijin Kupala Bhakta Dasa Raghunath, all of them, but very, very big scholars, ministers, rich men, janindras, they all joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to help him to spread Krishna consciousness. It is not a sentimental movement. It is meant for the learned scholars and highly situated person. The Bhagavad Gita is also. Krishna said, Imamarajar Sayogidu. The Bhagavad Gita was not meant for any third class man. Rajarshi. Great kings at the same time saintly, not kings of the present day. Saintly kings. Rajarshi. So, these basic literatures, they are meant for the high class man, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, so merciful, that he has made a process that anyone can take. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore his name is Patit Pavan in this age. Everyone is fallen. Everyone is fallen, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called the deliverer of the fallen. Patit Pavan. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avata Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaileya. This is the approach. One should approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in a structure to advance in spiritual consciousness. One should be very humble me. That is an expression of all scripture. One should not be falsely puffed up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. Tinadavi suninchena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina amanadena, kitaniyakula. One should be tolerant. Anyway, this Sanatana Goswami, he is approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly and tolerantly, putting himself, let us say, he is fool number one. Brahmo bhavare kahay pandit. These general people, they do not know what is a pandit, but they call me Pandit Ji. But actually I know what kind of pandit I have. I do not know what I have. Brahma Bhavare Kahaya Pandit Satya Karuna. So, his first proposal is, Tiyami Kane More Kane Amaya Jari Tapasra. What is my position? What I have? I do not want to suffer, but in this material world, three kinds of suffering are always there, and they are delimited. this consciousness is noticed. People have become so dull-headed that they are always suffering by three kinds of suffering. Adhyatri, Adhibhauti, and Adhidevi. Still, they are thinking they are very happy. This is called Maya. This morning we have discussed Avaranatmikasakti. Maya has got a covering power so that everyone, even if a cat and dog, he is thinking that he is very happy. This is Maya. Nobody can be happy in this material. That is a fact. While Krishna says, the creator of this world, he says, Dukkhalayam Masasatam. It is a place for suffering. How you can be happy? It is meant for suffering. But people are thinking they are happy. Or if they make this plan executed, then they will be happy. You see, nobody is happy. Big, big politicians, they plan so many things. Unfortunately, they never become happy. And we have got many examples we do not wish to discuss. But it is a fact that this place is Dukkhalayam Asat. The great authority Krishna says, and here is a realized soul, Sanatana Goswami. He says that, why I am subjected to so many miserable conditions? This is a fact. Dukkhalayam, this alayam, this place, is for suffering. Dukkhalam and asasatam, and you cannot stay here for a long time. Even if you think that it is a very happy place, you will not be allowed. Dukkhalam asasatam. Actually, it is not the place for enjoyment, but under the spell of Maya, we are thinking that this is a place for happiness. And what is that happiness? The happiness is based on sacred. Maithunam. That's all. This is the material. Therefore, everywhere within the universe, you will find the plan of happiness on the sex life. I try to enjoy on sex life. Then on account of sex life there are children, so I try to make them happy. The same sex life. The grandchildren, the same sex life. Because we do not know anything else. Janavayantuna adigrihamati sukhamitukcham kandulanena karayu ivadukkham. So that is not happiness. Happiness is defined thing. Sukham matam tinganajatta. If you want happiness, that is spiritual happiness, not material happiness. So, when he submitted the wife, I am suffering from these threefold miseries, adhyatina adhibhautika. So that is real approaching of the spiritual master. The why answer? Not that give me some mantra and medicine I become. No. The question should be, that's right, if a person is serious to consult a physician, not that immediately give me some tablet, I become happy. No. The root disease must be treated. That is the relationship between the patient. So, Sanatana Goswami is intelligent person, most intelligent person. He was minister without being very intelligent, one cannot be minister. So he says that, why I am suffering? What is my position? What I am? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says directly, Jiver Sarupaya Krishner Nitya Das Krishner Tatastha Shakti Bhedabhed Prakar Sujjan Sakiryan Jai Che Ogni Jala Sar, Shabhavi Krishna Tini Pratari Shakti. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beginning the identification of the living entity from the end of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is demanding at the last in his satsang. Yeah, the most confidential part of knowledge I am giving you, my dear Arjuna, because you are my dear friend. So, what is that? Sarva dharma paritajya mami tanga saranam paritajya. This is the most confidential. It is not understood by general public, but this is the only knowledge. Sarva dharma paritajya mami tanga saranam. Krishna came, appeared on this planet for dharma samasthapanartha. He did not come to establish the conception of Hindu religion and Muslim religion or Christian religion or this religion. No, real religion. Real. What is a real religion? To surrender unto the Supreme Lord. That is it. So, just like our real citizenship means that we surrender to the government's regulation. Similarly, dharma means dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. You cannot manufacture dharma as you cannot manufacture law at home. That is not. Now they are manufactured and it is being supported. Jatama tato. It is all. It cannot be all. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme. Mayabhakshena pragiti kyate satyatam. Everything is being conducted under His instruction. The sun is rising exactly at time. Dasyajnam brahmatisam vritapala chakra. These are the descriptions, the basic descriptions. Yatchaksureva savita sagalam grahana raja samastha suramurti asesu teja. Yasa Agdaya Brahmatisam Vitakala Chakra Govindamadi Purusam Samanda. This sun, the most powerful planet in this universe, the eyes of the universe, Yachasuresa Savita, Sakalagrahana, without sunlight, however expert you may be in science, you cannot see. Therefore, real eyes, the sun, any sane man will admit. Now it is darkness at night. Have any scientist, any instrument to show that everything is visible? No, that is not possible. The real eye, this is subsequent, secondary eye. We are very much proud of our eyes. That, can you tell me God? Are you able to see God? What is the value of your eyes? As soon as there is darkness, your eyes are changed. And you are so much proud. Therefore, basic injunction, sakra chakshu syat, you must be seeing everything through the sakra, not with your this left eyes. It is nowhere. Sakra chakshu syat, tasma sakra vidhanaktam krishnate, jasakra vidhimutsrija, the direction is the sakra. You should see through this sakra what is what. Then you will be benefited. You should simply believe on your senses. The whole world, philosophers, scientists, say they are going on their own imperfect senses. Therefore, everything is accepted. It is imperfect. It is not real knowledge. Sastra chakrusha. You should know things through this sakra. Guru, sadhu, sastra, guru, bhakta. Pinete Korea Uiko. If you want to know something, then it must be confirmed by sadhu, sastra and guru. Then it is something. And if you speculate, if you establish something under speculation, then it is not right. It is wrong. Therefore, Krishna, when he appeared on this planet, he last instruction was that sarva dhammān puritajya mamekam sar. You just surrender to me. Giving us all your mental speculation, so-called religious system. This is real religious system. So he left behind him the Bhagavad Gita. So open our eyes, but we did not take much care of it. Therefore, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya appeared. He is Krishna. He practically taught how to accept instruction of Krishna. Amar Ajnay Guru Haiya Taro Ehi Dev Jare Dato Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. He also appeared as devotee of Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can command Sarva Dharman Pratyajya Mam Ekam Saranam. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a devotee, ideal devotee of Krishna. Krishna Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prima Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Narami Gauratthi Namo. The Guru Goswami offered his first prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are the Mahavadanavata, most magnificent incarnation. While Krishna Prema Pradayati, even Krishna could not convince people about his supremacy, but you are so kind that you are giving love of Krishna. Love of Krishna, prema prudaya. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami, what is the position, actual constitutional position of us? He says, that is presenting, Jiver Sarupavar, Krishner Nitya Da. That is the real identification, that every living entity, jiva, we are jivas, we are eternally servants of Krishna. This is our Krishna. But artificially, we are trying to become Krishna. A servant is trying to become us. We are misinterpreting the basic instruction, soham, aham brahmasmi. Yes, soham, aham brahmasmi, these are basic instructions. It is all right. So soham does not mean that you are the Supreme Personality of God. You are the same quality as Supreme Nitya Krishna Das. That's like a servant of a very big man, a king. He is not ordinary. Suppose a king, he is in the same palace. He is sitting by the side of the king. He is eating the same foodstuff. But still, there is relationship, the servant and the master. Also, he is living in the same place, same eating, same everything. Sometimes, he is honored more. He is honored better than the master. So, swam means that I am the same spiritual self, but not as powerful as the Supreme Master. Krishna is that. A living entity must always know that I am servant of God. And without becoming God, nobody can become servant of God. Without becoming higher, you cannot serve fire. That is the principle. But not that. There is a great fire and a small fire. The small spark fire is within the great fire. You cannot remain in the great fire. But the spark, even if it is very small, he can live. So, the fiery quality of the big fire and the small fire is the same. But there is distinction dimension, energy. Therefore, here it is said, Jivera Sarupa. We must, this is our constitutional position. Artificially, we should not think that now I have become God. That is false. That is the last snare of Maya. Because Maya, in this material world, everyone is trying to become the chief man. Everyone. Everyone is trying to become minister. Everyone is trying to become a builder. Everyone is trying to become a big doctor or a big financier. Everyone. This is the struggle for existence. At last, when failed in everything, then he thinks of him as God. This is a disease, material disease. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the very beginning, he impresses that you are not the master, you are the servant. If you don't serve Krishna, then you serve Maya. That is your position. That is the position of everyone here in this material. They are serving the Maya. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vibhuratma kattaham iti manmati. He is foolishly thinking that he is master. But he is always, 24 hours, he is being kissed by the laws of nature. But the foolish man cannot understand. Therefore, they have been called mura. Namam adushkitanam mura prapadvante maram. He does not come to the sense that where I am master, I am servant of the dictation of Maya, the rules and regulation of material nature. Where is my master? See, this intelligence does not come. He thinks he is still his master. He can control the nature. He can control everything. He is God, he is this, he is that. That is the misconception. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the very beginning of his instruction, he was saying to Sanatana Goswami, that you inquired from me, what is your position? Kiyami, what I am? You are servant of Krishna. This is it. First impression. Jiver sarupa, Krishner nittada, Krishner katasha sakti. Vedabhed prakash. This is great the philosophy. Achinta veda. That's right. I've already explained now. Soham, aham brahma. This is vedabhed prakash. And the same quality of Krishna. And the same brahma. But I'm not the parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna. When Arjuna, he is Brahma. When he realized Krishna, he has this thing, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhava. In the very case, equal with Krishna. That is not knowledge, that is ignorance. So, in this way, Sanatana Goswami will understand his position, relationship with Krishna. And Sanatana Goswami, we shall understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I also shall discuss later on further. Thank you very much.